Welcome back. In this lesson, we're doing a super classic drum and bass hype move in Ableton Live, syncopated crash edits for energy lifts. And when I say crash edits, I don't mean just throwing a crash on beat one. I mean turning a crash into a rhythmic instrument, almost like a percussion lead, and placing little hits in unexpected spots, so the groove feels like it's leaning forward into the drop. Here's the goal: by the end, you'll have a 16-bar pre-drop lift with syncopated crash hits, a simple crash edit rack made from stock devices, and two easy pattern feels you can reuse, a rolling lift, and a halftime stomp vibe. All right, let's set the scene so this feels real. Set your tempo to something drum and bass friendly, like 174 BPM. Now make a basic drum loop if you don't have one already. Use a simple two-step, kick on beat 1, and again later in the bar, and snares on beat 2 and 4, in a 16th note grid. That's kick on 1 and 11, snare on 5 and 13. Add a hat loop or shaker, because hats make it way easier to hear, whether your syncopation is actually grooving or just randomly placed. Quick mindset shift before we touch a crash sample. Lock your edits to your hats, not your snare. Beginners often put crash hits on the same beats as the snare, and that can smear your backbeat. Your snare is the king in DNB. The crash edits should mostly dance around it. Now pick a crash sample that's actually slice-friendly. You want a clear transient at the start, and a tail that doesn't get weird when it's cut short. If it's super washy, it can still work, but you'll probably need more filtering and tighter envelopes. Drag that crash into your project so it's ready. We're going to do this the beginner-friendly way first, using Simpler. Create a new MIDI track, drop the crash sample into Simpler, and set Simpler to one-shot mode. Turn warp off. That's important here, because we want the transient to stay natural and punchy. If you like, enable snap, just to keep things tidy. At this point you can trigger the crash with MIDI notes. But right now it's still a full crash with a long tail, and that's not what we want. We want short, controllable crash hits. So go to the amp envelope in Simpler, and shape it like a percussion hit. Keep the attack basically instant, somewhere around 0 to 2 milliseconds. Set the decay somewhere in the 150, to 350 millisecond range. Turn sustain all the way down so it doesn't hold. Then give the release a little bit of time, like 50 to 150 milliseconds. Listen for clicks. Shortening cymbals can click if the tail gets chopped too hard. If you hear clicking, don't panic. Just increase the release slightly. Even 20 or 50 milliseconds can fix it. Now, optional but highly recommended, filter the crash so it doesn't step on your kick and bass. Enable Simpler's filter, set it to high pass, and start somewhere around 250 to 600 Hz. Go higher if your crash is thick and heavy. Keep resonance low. This is one of those cleaner equals louder tricks, because if you remove low junk, the crash reads clearer without needing extra volume. Cool. Now we're ready for the fun part, the syncopation. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip on your crash track, and set your grid to 16th notes. When I describe the patterns, think in 1E and A, 2E and A, 3E and A, 4E and A. Pattern 1 is the rolling lift. It's classic and it just works. Place hits on 1, then the of 1, then the end of 2, then the E of 3, then the and of 3, and then the of 4. So you get a hit right on the downbeat, then a quick pickup at the end of beat 1, then a push on the end of 2, then a little cluster in beat 3, and then a final anticipation right before the next bar. It feels like it's tugging you forward. Pattern 2 is the halftime stomp energy. More space, more menace. Put hits on 1, then the of 2, then 3, then the and of 4. That gives you these big anchors on 1 and 3, with two syncopated pushes that keep it moving without filling every gap. Now, this next part is not optional. Velocity. If every crash hit is the same velocity, it will sound stiff and annoying fast. So decide what the main accents are, and what the ghost notes are. For example, keep your main accents around 100 up to 127. Then pull your extra syncopated hits down to somewhere like 55 to 90. The ghost notes are what create the rolling feel. Think of them as motion, not impact. And here's a coach tip. Treat the crash like a lead instrument. Ask yourself, what role is it playing right now? If it's driving motion, keep the hits short, bright, and controlled. If it's signaling transition incoming, you can allow a slightly longer tail and lean more on reverb sends. Alright, once your 1-bar loop grooves, duplicate it across 8 or 16 bars. Now we build an energy curve. Start restrained. For bars 1 through 8, keep the pattern, but keep velocities a bit lower, and keep your reverb send lower. You want somewhere to go. Then in bars 9 through 14, intensify. Add one or two extra syncopated hits per bar, or just raise the velocities slightly on the ghost notes. You can also increase the reverb send gradually, little by little. Then bars 15 and 16 are your final push. This is where you add repeats. A super common move is to add two 16th hits right before the drop. Think end of bar, and a 4 and a 4. If your crash is short enough, you can even do a tiny 30-second flick, but keep it tasteful. If it turns into a messy wash, shorten the decay or high pass more aggressively. Now let's make it cut through real DNB drums with a simple stock device chain. After simpler, at EQ8, high pass around 250 to 600 HC, same idea as before. If it's harsh, do a small dip somewhere in the 3 to 6 kHC region. If it needs a bit of air, a gentle shelve around 10 to 12 kHC can help, but be careful because cymbals get painful quickly. Next, add saturator. Put it in soft clip mode. Drive it maybe 2 to 6 dB. Then match the output so when you bypass it, the level is roughly the same. We're not trying to make it louder, we're trying to make it read on small speakers and feel more solid. Then add glue compressor for light control. Ratio 2 to 1, attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds, release on auto. You're aiming for about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Just a little grab. Then utility. If you want width, try 110 to 140%, but decide your stereo plan early. If your drum bus and synths are already huge, keep these edited hits closer to center so they feel like movement, not like a big wash. A really practical rule is, main crash can be wider, edited hits can be narrower. Now let's do space properly, with return tracks, not soaking the insert. Create a reverb return. Use hybrid reverb or the standard reverb. Choose a plate or a small room style. Set decay around 0.8 to 1.8 seconds. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds. High pass inside the reverb around 300 to 700 HE. And keep the return 100% wet. Now the trick. Send more reverb on the syncopated ghost hits and less on the main accents. That keeps the groove clear but adds hype around it. Create a delay return too. Using echo, set it to 1/8 or 1/16 timing, feedback around 10 to 25%, and filter out the lows. A little modulation can be nice for shimmer, but don't let it smear the timing. Then automate your sends. A super effective move is ramping the reverb send up into the drop, and then snapping it down right at the drop. That snap is what makes the drop feel bigger, because the space gets out of the way and the center hits harder. If you want an even cleaner result, here's an extra upgrade. Put a compressor on the reverb return and sidechain it from your snare or drum bus. That way the reverb ducks out of the way when the snare hits, so you get huge space between hits, but the transients stay punchy. Now a quick vibe knob. Swing. Go to the groove pool in Live and try a swing like Swing 16-55 or Swing 16-58. Apply it lightly, like 10 to 25% amount, and apply it to the crash MIDI clip only, not your whole drum groove. This is a great way to make syncopation feel intentional instead of perfectly gridded chaos. Let's talk arrangement for a second, because this is where people either nail the lift or they accidentally max it out too early. Think of your 16 bars like a storyline. You've got a few lanes you can automate. Note density, brightness, space, and aggression. Increase only one or two at a time. For example, maybe the first half increases space and brightness, and the second half increases aggression and density. That way it feels like progression, not a pile-up. And here's a nasty little tension trick for the final moment, the freeze frame. In the final half bar before the drop, stop placing new crash hits. Let one reverb it hit trail. Maybe even low-cut or pull down your drum bus for a split second. Then at the drop, kill the sends and let the drums hit clean. That breath makes the drop feel like it hits harder, even if the drop is the same volume. Common mistakes to watch for while you build this. 1. Tails are too long. Your crash becomes white noise and masks your snare. Fix it with shorter decay and release, and more high-pass filtering. 2. All hits at the same velocity. Fix it with accent hierarchy. 3. Crash fighting the snare. If you keep landing crashes on snare hits, lower their velocity or move them to E and a subdivisions instead. 4. Overwidening. Check your crash track in mono sometimes. If it collapses weirdly, pull the width back. 5. Too many edits too early. Keep bars 1 through 8 restrained. If you want a darker, heavier DNB feel, try one of these quick pro moves. Layer a tiny metal tick under the crash, like a short ride tap or a fully clink, high-passed and very short. It helps the edit speak through big respace. Or add subtle sidechain ducking on the crash from the snare, just 1 to 2 dB. to keep the snare dominant, or for a Nero-style danger moment, put one off-grid hit like on the EF3 or the AF4, saturate it a bit more, and send it harder to reverb. One hit like that can sound insanely intentional. Now let's wrap with a quick mini practice you can do in 10 to 15 minutes. Pick one crash sample, load it into Simpler OneShot, and build an 8-bar clip using the rolling lift pattern. Bars 1 through 4. Keep velocities mostly in the 60 to 95 range. Bars 5 through 7. Add 1 extra hit per bar and push velocities slightly. Bar 8. Add 2 16th stutters right before the downbeat. Then set up a hybrid reverb return. Automate the crash send from low to high through the build, and snap it back down at the drop. Loop it and ask yourself, does the drop feel bigger because of the edits? That's the whole technique. Crash as a rhythmic lead. Syncopation for forward motion. Velocity for groove and smart send automation for lift. If you tell me your subgenre, like Liquid, Jump Up, Neuro, or Jungle, and whether your hats are straight or shuffled, I can give you a ready-to-use two-bar crash edit loop and a suggested swing amount that matches your groove.